With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. While one wintry weather system slowly moves its way east into northeastern Canada, forecasters are watching another system that could bring more snow, ice, and wind to areas east of the Rockies. Forecaster Richard Bond with the National Weather Service says the winter weather will move south next.
Our attention turns to the parts of the southern plains where we are looking at the potential for another system to take shape that could bring wintry weather to parts of Oklahoma, Texas. It's kind of too early to tell how much.
Meanwhile, forecasters in Southern California are warning of another Santa Ana wind condition that could bring dry desert winds of 80 miles an hour to the Los Angeles and Ventura County region. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has resigned.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister.
Trudeau is stepping down in the face of rising discontent over his leadership and after the abrupt departure of his finance minister. That showed growing tension within his government. He said he plans to stay on as Prime Minister until a new leader of the Liberal Party is chosen.
If I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
News conference audio courtesy of CTV. I'm Haya Panjwani.
McDonald's is ending some of its diversity practices, citing a U.S. Supreme Court decision that outlawed affirmative action in college admissions. McDonald's is the latest company to shift its tactics in the wake of the 2023 ruling and a conservative backlash against diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points, the NASDAQ rose 243. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
California's Hart Ransom Union School Board has ended its practice of beginning meetings with a prayer under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That leading atheist organization sent a warning letter to the board bearing with it the implied threat of a lawsuit if school officials did not comply. This despite the fact the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of invocations in the past. The foundation focuses on scouring references of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The country's education system could undergo major changes once President Trump is sworn in for his second term. He made a campaign promise to cut the Department of Education, which many Americans see as a bastion of liberalism with few real duties. Mr. Trump might also use the power of the federal purse and the accreditation system to push higher education institutions to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. Tech stocks pull Wall Street higher.
Major indexes closed higher on Wall Street, recovering some of the ground they lost over the holidays. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Monday for its second straight gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 25 points. It's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. NVIDIA rose 3.4%. The chip company reached another record high. That came ahead of a keynote speech by its CEO at the annual CES convention. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.62%. Seth Sitel, New York.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel are filing a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block a proposed nearly $15 billion deal for Nippon to acquire Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel Corporation. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.